It's Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up on Central Time, we'll hear about the new collection from one of America's most famous short story writers.
But first, the Obama administration is proposing a far-reaching overhaul of the NSA's bulk phone records program.
If passed by Congress, the plan would end systematic collection of data about Americans' calling habits, plus the NSA could only get specific records with permission from a judge.
Some privacy advocates have welcomed this reform. Past legislation, though, has been held up because of concerns about national security. Donald Downs joins us now. He's a professor of political science, law, and journalism at UW-Madison. Donald, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon.
Well, there's been reluctance in the past, ever since the Snowden leaks let us know that this NSA surveillance was going on. There's been reluctance from the White House, the intelligence community, Congress, to tamper, saying this could interfere with national security needs.
Right.
Do you think that is a real concern?
Well, I think it's a real concern, but it still has to. We're not sure whether or not it would have that kind of effect. There's dispute over whether or not the previous way that NSA was used prevented attacks. Apparently, there hasn't been a whole lot of concrete evidence on that. But if I had to really, stake out a position right now, I would say that the evidence is really unclear to what extent this would be damaging, to what extent it would be helpful for civil liberties. It's not entirely clear. Again, I've been traveling today. I've just read a couple reports about the new administration's proposal. It's not entirely clear what the administration's doing here. And then when you apply that to what's going to come up out of Congress, mm-hmm. what kind of products eventually going to emerge, we're not even clear about that. So right now, I think we're sort of in a state of uncertainty.
Well, yeah, and there are details supposed to come out the next couple of days from President Obama. The basic concept and some of what's coming up before Congress is, hey, NSA, you can't have a server packed with 5 years
right.
of all Americans' phone records.
Right.
They'll be maintained at phone companies for, I think, a year and a half. You want them? Great. With a judge's approval is at least one of the proposals
mm-hmm.
out there.
Right, right.
Is that an improvement, do you think?
Well, it's a change, and it could be an improvement. Let's look at it from the more skeptical side, though. This proposal only applies to email. It doesn't apply to social media, video cameras, the internet, things like that. And if indeed the administration can get really quick access to what the phone companies have, does it really matter whether the government's holding these records or the private companies are? For the most part, the government hasn't used data that's more than 18 months old anyway, even though it can hold it up to 5 years, because they know that the older the stuff is, the less relevant it is or the less important it is for finding people. So it's not entirely clear how big of a change this is, but there is one area that could make a big difference, and right now it's a black box to me. And that is getting to the content of the messages. According to what has been said under the current method, in order to look at the actual content of the phone conversations, they had to get a warrant from the FISA court. Okay, and if indeed they still have to do that, then that's going to sort of continue at least somewhat of a barrier that's been there already. So it really may not change anything. The issue, though, is that the FISA court tends to be very, very compliant to the administration's concerns. Now, one other point here, though, do they, under the new approach, will they need to get judicial approval just to get the phone numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and before, they could get the phone numbers automatically. They're right there. And they apply their logarithms to that to see whether or not the phone numbers added up to some sort of suspicious set of phone calls. If they need to get the FISA court to okay getting even the phone numbers, then that is potentially a fairly significant change, depending upon how inconvenient that would be for the administration.
There's also talk of limiting the number of jumps in those phone
right.
number links. So
right
now, I think it's three steps. So
right.
I call our producer. Our producer calls you, Donald
right.
Downs. You call your neighbor.
Right.
They can keep tracking to that neighbor. Under
that's
the new
correct.
System, it's two jumps. It's me
right.
to our producer to you,
right.
and then no further jumps.
Yeah, and I think that's fairly significant because it would put a lot fewer people subject to having their phone numbers looked at quickly and the content looked at quickly. So that could be something that would be important. It doesn't really change the intrinsic power of what the government does it, but it limits its scope.
You mentioned a black box earlier.
Yeah.
Before these Edward Snowden leaks, this was pretty much all a black box, wasn't it? We didn't know what was being done,
right.
how it was being done,
right.
how it was being regulated, anything.
Right. Well, really, there were two types of black boxes. The first one came right after 9/11. Because the Bush administration set up this program without even consulting the full Congress. Now, apparently, members of the intelligence committees understood this, and they kind of gave it the green light until it became public, and they said, oh, my God, we didn't know about it, but that's, you know, Congress covering itself. But so then in 2006, when the New York Times and USA Today exposed what was then the NSA program, they did get authorization, more authorization from Congress, and Congress passed a law that protected the phone companies from being sued. But then, of course, after 2006, the program got even bigger, and that's what we didn't know about the second stage. So that is sort of the second black box that Snowden then exposed.
As we've been tracking this story ever since the Edward Snowden leaks, it seems like a running theme is there are some people, privacy advocates, civil libertarians, who are very upset over the surveillance. Right. A lot of people vaguely unsettled, but maybe not enough to make political action happen. Now we're seeing at least some kind of change from the president. Are people upset about this enough that elements of the government are going to change how they operate?
Well, I that's a really interesting question. I'm not sure. I mean, I think the same people that were upset about it before are still upset about it. The reach that Snowden showed has probably made more people concerned about it and somewhat more upset about it. I would look at it from Obama's perspective, maybe concerned about consolidating his base, especially given, you know, political turmoil that he's going through on various fronts right now. So if you're looking for his kind of a political explanation here, that might be what he's trying to do. But I don't really get a sense that the average American is all that concerned. You know, the government, the Fourth Amendment has never applied to phone numbers because those were considered, you call through the telephone to, you know, the phone company, you've sort of surrendered that number to another party. So you've sort of surrendered your expectation of privacy. And that kind of the government's never needed search warrants in order to see what numbers people are calling. The big difference here with the NSA program is how extensive it was, you know, the huge mega data that they were compiling. But then again, in some ways, you know, the more data they have, maybe functionally, de facto, there's relatively more privacy for people because there's so much of it. Our individual phone calls are just buried under this avalanche of other people's phone calls. And the government couldn't look at that stuff until a court gave them the authorization to look at it. They could just look at the phone number. Now, that said, the more the government can trace what we do with our phone numbers, if indeed they're focusing on us, then they can find out a lot more about what we're doing with book, you know, what booksellers we're communicating with, you know, maybe in a psychiatrist's office, you know, things like that. So it's not like they couldn't get at our privacy before, but there was so much of it, we were sort of protected just by the vastness of the program.
It seems like there's this foot race going on between our 18th century document, the Bill of Rights, our 20th century legal system, and this 21st century technology.
Yeah, there's no question. And that's, you know, that's in the history of the Fourth Amendment, having to apply the Fourth Amendment. And a lot of this stuff isn't even Fourth Amendment stuff. It's what the federal government might prohibit by statute. So you have some privacy rights that are given us by Congress's legislation and privacy rights given us by the Fourth Amendment. They're not always the same thing. But there's always been a kind of lag effect in adjusting both statutory and constitutional rights to new technology. And unfortunately, the more pervasive a form of technology gets, the more the court has said we don't really have a reasonable expectation of privacy anymore because it's out there in the public realm so much that you just can't expect to have privacy.
Well, we've got these new proposals being unveiled by the White House, some plans, as you mentioned, in Congress. What are the chances of some kind of significant change getting through that divided Congress?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that there's going to be some sort of change, but the big question is going to be whether or not it's significant. Some sources I've looked at, what the Obama administration's come up with today, say it really isn't all that different. It's just a little less scope, and that'll depend on whether or not there's a hurdle the government has to go through even to get the phone numbers. So that's a big unanswered question right now. But if it's made so, you know, depending on the standards that the court will require, it may not be all that much of a change. It just might be more symbolic. And that would be maybe politically advantageous to Congress, right? And Obama, yeah, we've done this thing. Aren't we good guys? But in the same token, maybe they're just going to be perpetuating what they've already got. So the devil's going to be in the details, you know.
Donald Downs, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Donald Downs, professor of political science, law, and journalism at UW-Madison, talking about the president's proposal today to end the NSA's bulk collection of phone call data.